Hello, and welcome to Alaska Radio Reader Rambler, your monthly potpourri of literary snacks for the mind and interviews. I'm your host, Sandy Harper, with my co-host, Dick Reichman. And we have an amazing and very special guest today, Gina Holloman, who wears many, many hats. She's a very famous visual artist in Alaska. And she's also, what is your title for the historic properties then?
My title would be Director for Anchorage Historic Properties.
Director for Anchorage Historic Properties. And perhaps that's where we'll go first. And we also wanted to pay particular homage to Kit Crittenden, who left us recently because she was the founder of Alaska Historic Properties.
She was. She was actually the founder of a visionary for historic preservation in Anchorage. Kit was one of the most amazing women I ever met. And back in the 1970s, when our history really wasn't that old, Kit was fighting to preserve the old homes that were actually taken out to the dump. And eventually most of them were burned, that were taken from the place where the pack now sits.
Ah.
And Kit was the founder of an organization called Historic Anchorage, Inc., which eventually became Anchorage Historic Properties. That was our predecessor. So we feel that we've lost our founding mother. And she's remained interested and involved in historic preservation in Anchorage right up till the end of her life. So,
well, I'm sure she was also involved in the attention that's been paid to Fourth Avenue Theater.
She was. She was. Actually, every now and then I would get a phone call from Kit saying she thought of one more thing we might do, or wouldn't it be nice if somebody just went down and cleaned the windows and put something in the the glass enclosed.
I know what you mean, on Fourth Avenue.
Yes.
But we are happy to report and give you an update on the Fourth Avenue Theater right now, today. And it is exciting news. And will you share some of this positive news with us?
Well, what I can share today is that Peach Investments is the company who actually purchased the building. And there have been a lot of rumors over the years that, or the last year or so, that it was either going to be torn down, or there was going to be a Hard Rock Cafe, or a parking garage. All sorts of rumors flying,
and we have good news. Those rumors are false.
Those rumors are all false. They do intend to restore the theater, and because they are working to get historic preservation federal grants, some state tax credits with the state and locally, those tax credits are real beneficial when you're looking at least a $15 million restoration. But that money comes with some pretty strict rules as what you can and cannot do with the building. And they do intend to restore the theater, put seats back in it. At this point in time, I don't think they know exactly what it's going to be used for.
But it will
be restored.
It will look as it did in 1947.
Thing. Yes.
Caroline Dodd was telling me she was an usher when the theater was first built.
Yeah.
And Cap Lathrop did not allow popcorn or chewing gum in the theater. And, you know, popcorn is the heart and soul of movie theaters for the capital. And so I'm very thrilled, as I know many people are, that Fourth Avenue Theater will be preserved.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the Peach Investment folks are... I think we're going to find that they're going to be heroes in our community because they do recognize the historic significance of that building. And it's a beautiful building. Cap did an incredible job building it. you know, that was the first concrete and rebar building built in Anchorage. So it was built to last, and it's good to know that it will.
It is indeed. Are there other properties that are being preserved now that are other future projects that would be fun to know about?
Actually, there are. Anchorage Historic Properties has been working with USGS and the federal office GSA that disposes of federal properties. And through the municipality, they are giving Anchorage Historic Properties three very significant buildings over in Government Hill. It's the wireless station right in the heart of Government Hill. The original building was built in 1917. It's a complex of three buildings. And from 1917 till the mid to late 30s, it was the only place that you could send a telex or get a telex or any sort of direct communication with the outside world. So it played an incredible role throughout our history.
Now where's that building? What street?
It's on Manor and Boyd. And there's a group of three buildings, and we have an incredible plan for them. We're partnering with the Alaska Design Forum, and our use plan is for it to be an art and design center where we can use it for retreats and artists in residence and workshops and exhibition space. And we think that the space is going to allow a unique opportunity to have people from all over the world come and share ideas and work. And it can be, you know, visiting visual artists or architects, designers, writers. All sorts of different mediums can be used there.
Can I take you back to the 4th Avenue Theater for just a minute? You know, I feel that I'm so glad to hear that these people want to restore the place, but it's hard for me to imagine that a company that has investments in its title doesn't have a business plan in mind. What are the possibilities that they may do? Surely they are going to do a business plan for that or have one in mind. What are the possibilities that might happen to that place?
I think they're working on the details of it. But, you know, the thing about the building itself, there's a lot of space in that building that can be rented. And I guess what my hope is that they'll find that they can rent the rest of the building in such a way that the theater will be able to be used basically for the community. And, you know, my hope is that we can have some community plays there. We can have some, you know, music. We can have an occasional movie.
Well, that brings up an interesting thought because it's actually built as a movie theater, and mm-hmm. if we were to use it as a live theater, it would have to be not exactly restored to original condition. It would have to be brought into a condition where live performance would be accommodated.
Well, you know, the Alaska Repertory Theater used it for several years back in the mid-80s while the PAC was being built, and they made it work. It was maybe not ideal because there's no backstage. And actually, back to the Crittentons, mm-hmm. I know Ed had drew up a design for to build a backstage on that theater. It would take up the alleyway back there.
But, so it is on the drawing board.
that's something that has been out there in the past.
And, Dick, another comforting thought that Gina shared with me earlier is that the track record of these particular investors is a very good one. They're from San Francisco, and they've been known to restore and preserve buildings.
Yes, they have. They have. They have. Actually, when I first heard about them, I called our friends at the National Trust, who is our regional office is in San Francisco, And they were quite familiar with them. And they said, you know, they've done some beautiful restorations on some buildings there. So, you know, I think it all sounds good. And
great.
We have their project manager for the 4th Avenue Theater is joined our board of directors at Anchorage Historic Properties. And he actually lives over in Government Hill. And
any sort of timeline on the reconstruction?
For the theater?
Yeah.
You know, I think that a lot of that is going to depend on when a lot of these the tax credit financing goes through, hopefully in the next year. You know, the theater is in really bad shape right now. The utilities had been turned off for several years. And as I understand, there's, you know, it's quite a project for them to take on. And like I said, it's going to be they're looking at least a $15 million investment. So I'm just thrilled that they're willing to take that on.
We are grateful to have champions and to start spreading this positive rumor.
Yes,
about
yes,
the 4th Avenue Theater. I'd like to talk a little bit also about Gina, you as a visual artist yourself, because you're a very well-known artist in our community. And tell us a little bit about your work.
Well, actually, my main work is with ceramics. I do hand-sculpted animals and birds, and actually the past year or so I've been doing some public art in schools, and right now I'm working on the entrance for the new VA hospital, and I'm doing an installation of 6-foot sandhill cranes with 8-foot wingspans that are going to be flying through their entrance. So that's what I'm working on now.
That's exciting. And I know that you're also fusing your interest and passion for history and art with an art show that's going to be celebrating Furunday. And maybe we could talk a little bit about that as well.
Well, actually, it's always good when we can combine art and history.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, going through photographs at Anchorage Historic Properties that I noticed right away is women who have been in Alaska all the way from the early 1900s till today, glamour has been very important in our world. And so I found these wonderful photos with women standing in the mud on the 4th Avenue Theater with high heels and silk stockings and beautiful hats and coats and beautifully coiffed hair.
Yes.
And so we're going to have those on display at Cyrano's.
Yeah, we will be doing a special First Friday on that during Ferrandi and Iditarod. And they are fabulous pictures. They really are. The women of Anchorage during the 50s and 60s were very glamorous indeed.
Oh, they were. But even back in the early 1900s, in like 1915, there was one photo with some women in front of they were obviously living in the tent city down in Ship Creek in 1915, and they had beautiful dresses on,
and their hair was done.
Yes.
Of course, we weren't sure what that use of that tent was.
So after the state got rich, we shot it a dress badly? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you do see jeans and cards at the theater these days.
You do.
But you know, another thing, Carol Ann Dodd, who's Lorraine Harrison's daughter, she was Ferrandi Queen in 1954, and she kept this amazing scrapbook. So that's also going to be part of the event.
That's going to be exciting to see.
Really, because she, like her mother, saved everything. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. I mean, we would be so lost if people didn't keep their memories or share their stories.
Well, you know, we were talking about earlier that so much of our history does get lost in the shuffle because we've been a very transient state. And we're lucky that we've had a few people like, you know, Kit Crittenden and Lorraine and Carol Ann, who are basically keepers of that part of our history, that time.
Absolutely.
Those little time capsules.
And actually, Carolyn said Lorraine had letters from the late 30s for Rondi when she was in charge of the style show, and that apparently there is an amoeba film that they donated of that style show. So
wow.
We'll kind of see if we can get that.
I think it would be really fun to have some readings of some of her letters.
That would be great.
That would be really fun.
And everybody come dressed glamorously. Don't wear your jeans or Carhartts. Wear your grandmother's fur stole and hat.
That's right.
So
I love those hats.
Yeah, me too.
And your former mother-in-law was quite Ada was.
Yeah, Ada had the Colonial Dress Shop, which was mm-hmm. where the cafe is now. And that was another thing this year when we did Courtship of Zach and Ada. A lot of the names of people who were human beings in the play, they have buildings named after them.
Oh, yeah.
And so you guys are preserving those buildings.
We're trying.
Yeah, you were saying, I always thought Mayors Junior High was named after a different mayor. So you said it was named after his wife?
Oh, yes. Actually, and this is a promise that Kit made me make to her years ago, that I would work to get Colonel Mears a proper monument of some sort in Anchorage. And Colonel Frederick Mears is the man who actually founded Anchorage and built the Alaska Railroad. And he was an amazing man. Kit's book, Get Mears, is one that everybody in Anchorage should have to read. But his wife started schools in Anchorage, and so that's what Mears Junior High is named after, his wife, not after. Yeah.
So when were they here then in the early days before Anchorage became a town site?
Actually, they came in 1915, and that was when it was a tent city down on Ship Creek. And in 1917, Colonel Mears moved Anchorage up the hill, up to 3rd Avenue, because he said if we were going to be a community and we were going to have families and not just be a rowdy outpost, then we needed to have town, a town. We needed to have real wood houses and start a real community. So he founded Anchorage. And then in 1920, he started...
Well, that town is where now? Is that Government Hill area now?
Actually, that was the original... There were a few original houses over in Government Hill and on 3rd Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And
which looked very different than before the quake, I imagine.
Well, it looked very different. Well, actually, it didn't. 3rd Avenue, my office is on 3rd and G, and it's there are three little houses right there. One, and there's Snow Goose Cafe, and then the little beige and White House is Anchorage Historic Properties.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another little house, and then Marx Brothers. And those are three of the original houses that were built.
So they were preserved because of a Kit, could you?
Right, absolutely, because of Kit.
Yeah. Were there any other properties? We stopped you after you mentioned the properties you were trying to develop in Government Hill. Did you go through that list of other places that you might be thinking about?
Actually, a few years ago, we restored the Browns Point Cottages, which are on the bluff. A lot of people know those two buildings. They're right by the Browns Point Park in Government Hill, overlooking the Susitna and Denali. It's an incredible view. But we restored those houses. And actually, we can thank Kit for the Oscar Anderson House, which is the oldest building in Anchorage, down in Elderberry Park. And we managed that for 20 years. And actually, it looks like we're working with the city to to get control of that again.
Oh, so. That would be wonderful because the school tours are wonderful mm-hmm. and the Christmas at the Oscar Anderson House is wonderful.
You know, it has always operated at a deficit, but it's so important. It's, you know, its value is not in it being able to pay for itself. It's an experience that children really need. They can walk in the Oscar Anderson House and it's exactly like it would have been.
Because there were children living in it mm-hmm, at the time, and that's such a nice thing.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
see their toys and everything.
Yeah, I love Mary Flaherty is the one who has really kept the memory of the Andersons alive. And I love their Christmas tours with the Swedish Christmas tree.
Exactly. And, you know, Audrey and Bruce keep individuals in the history alive, too, with their annual cemetery tour.
Oh, that I love that. I was talking to Audrey and Bruce not long ago about, you know, it'd be really great to be able to do that more than once a year. But on Solstice, we always do a cemetery tour. And you know, people always will look at me and say, "You're spending Solstice in the cemetery?" But, you know, there'll be a couple hundred people that come. And they choose, you know, a handful of people who are buried there and tell their stories. And it's really fun. John Bagoy started the tradition years ago. And then he bequeathed all of his notes and stories to Bruce and Audrey. And so they've kept a lot of those people's memories alive. And
obviously a lot of colorful people. Even just ordinary citizens were very colorful who had the courage and adventure to come to Alaska.
Yeah, we've got some real colorful characters out there.
Which is a preview of coming attractions. I think Audrey and Bruce said they're working on maybe featuring famous aviators who were buried there
and
pilots.
Oh, that would be fun.
This yeah. year. So
that would be really fun.
And I'm wondering if you want to suggest how people, if they are interested in the history of Alaska and preservation, and especially on this new project that's coming on the horizon, how they might get in touch with you or how they might be able to volunteer and help?
Well, actually, we will, as soon as we should be getting the buildings in May. And this summer, we will be over there working on the wireless station. So,
do you guys have like a website or a way to contact
you? We are actually working on our website to get that one up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if anybody wanted to get more information about it, they could always call me at 301-0692. And we'll be getting information out to the public just as soon as we have it as far as a schedule.
That's exciting.
It's a very exciting project. We've had some really important things that we wanted to, you know, in developing these buildings. We wanted them to be a low impact on the community, but we wanted to use them for something that the public has access to. And so once we get them up and going, we think as using it for this retreat center, art and design center, the public won't be denied access to any of the buildings. And we'll have regular venues. We also are thinking that during the restoration process, we'll have little workshops that people can come to as far as how to. And we're going to have new floors because those rocks kind of made the floors that USGS stored there kind of made the floors sink. So
I think that's marvelous, and I think it's great when people can not only appreciate the outcome of art and artists, but be engaged in the creative process as well.
Right, right.
And that's all a part of
well,
it.
Well, you know, we're kind of looking at those buildings as a this whole house kind of project, too. You know, it's, I mean, the whole community can be involved and learn how to overcome some problems that old buildings might present, because that will encourage other people to, instead of tearing something down, to think about maybe fixing it. My studio, I just went through this same kind of process last winter. It's an old homestead cabin, kind of sinking into the ground with trees growing into the side. And we remodeled it. We took it down to the studs and fixed what needed to be fixed and added insulation. And it's a beautiful space. I love my little hobbit hole. But there are a lot of those kind of things that we can all do to kind of hang on to some of our history. We don't have much in Anchorage, and what we've got's important.
Now, the buildings that you did restore on Government Hill, what are those being used for?
Actually, people are living in them. I believe they're rented right now through, it might be through one of the oil companies, I'm not sure. But we're working with the city to get those back. And
so when there's historic tours of Anchorage, Dick lives in Government Hill. You'll be a part of the tour.
Yes, you. Oh, that's good. That's good. We want as many people in the community involved as we can. This is not. We don't want to go into any community and dictate, you know, what we're doing. We want to involve everybody. And I love that Government Hill community. When we were doing the restorations on the Browns Point College cottages, and one of those was the home of General B.B. Talley, who built all the military installations in Alaska. Mm-hmm. He was a very significant and colorful character. And actually, as I believe he was the only general that actually went ashore on D-Day in Normandy with his men, as opposed to just staying in touch with his men by radio. But anyway, one of the house that's closest to the park was General Talley's, and that we were able to restore the floors, and they're absolutely beautiful, and So we would like to. We're working with the city to get those back under our umbrella.
That's terrific, Gina. And I really thank you for sharing with us an update on all that's going on in the wonderful buildings and the wonderful people, but especially the good news about the Fourth Avenue Theater.
Yes, it's good news. Good things are happening. It's right now. It feels like there's all sorts of good news in our community.
Okay, thanks again, Gina, for being our guest. And everyone, please join us again next month for another edition of Alaska Radio Reader Rambler.